In today's Modern Ag Report, most people wouldn't believe you if you said that IBM was linked to food traceability, yet that statement is absolutely true.
There are really a couple of tracks to this. First of all, is the track around our genomics initiative in general, in which we're looking, using it for healthcare. And we started beginning to think about other applications of using genomic data, whether that be for plant genomics or for this issue around food safety and food sustainability.
Business development executive in IP and licensing research, Gary Rodrigue, was a presenter at the Produce Marketing Association's technology conference last month. He talked about the work they were able to do in 2011 regarding a salmonella outbreak out of the country.
Particularly with regard to the 2011 event you were talking about, in Germany in 2011 there was a food safety issue that lasted from 60 days and 4,000 people got sick and 50 people died. And the thought was that during that period there was a lot of misinformation about the source of contamination. Fast forward, the following year we were invited by the federal government and the German entity managing this food safety problem that had occurred in 2011. And we applied some of our analytics. Our researchers were actually invited to Germany to participate in looking at what had happened.
Rodrigue says we've just started to explore what technology can do when it comes to agriculture. And the development of how to use big data like their genomic project does can help solve many current issues, including food safety concerns.
And what we were able to do by using some of the analytics in the IBM research portfolio is really looking at sales data and where the people were getting sick. And what we were able to determine is that if we had brought those analytical tools to bear on the problem during the 2011 event, that we could have taken that 60-day event and found the source of contamination within 7 to 10 days. So dramatically reducing the cost to, the human cost and also the economic cost and the social cost.
I'm Taylor Hillman for AgNet West.